This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Let's get this out of the way. We're going to try to jam as much as we can into these up-and-coming four segments. If you want to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, sonsoflibertymedia.com and or sonsoflibertyradio.com. Those two pages interact one with another. You can also jump over to our YouTube page, folks. I believe that you're going to love it. It is Sons of Liberty Media, Bradley Dean. Just punch in those words, Sons of Liberty Media, Bradley Dean, YouTube. It is my YouTube page, and keep in mind, double E on Bradley, okay? You're going to love those videos, short videos to bring about, yes, the issues in which we deal with in this country across the boards, but yes, also bringing about the answers, bringing about resolve, rather than caught up into circular reasoning where nothing is ever brought and nothing is ever brought about to resolve. And I'm sick and tired of it, to be quite frank with you. Let's lay the axe to the root of the tree rather than playing with the branches on the tree. You can also check us out on my Twitter account is Bradley Dean, which it is, Bradley Dean 1, double E Bradley Dean 1. And if you'd like to call in at any time, please do 1-866-582-9933. Again, 1-866-582-9933. This is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because, friends, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head, period. We follow the Christ here. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests, period, giving you absolutes, rather than bringing about speculation concerning who we are, where it is that we came from. Nope, I'm giving you an answer. I'm showing you who you are and what your forefathers established. Let's get back to it, including, first and foremost, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Again, we got much to cover, so let's get to it, phones. Folks, we have on, if you remember right, on June 25th of 2018, Dean Garrison wrote on the sonsoflibertymedia.com a bombshell release. I don't know why it takes today's conservatives, yesterday's liberals, 8 years to figure out what took place, in some cases 10, and in other cases even longer. But the bombshell was former Obama advisor Ben Rhodes, yes, Obama armed Islamic jihadists in Syria. Of course. Well, who do you think ISIS is, friends? And I'll get to that in just a moment. But again, sonsoflibertymedia.com, Dean Garrison, published on June 25th of 2018 that former Obama advisor Ben Rhodes said, yes, Obama armed Islamic jihadists in Syria. As a matter of fact, when we were in South Carolina, I was doing a high school assembly a couple years ago, and there was a missionary that actually watched the CIA give a download to that of what you would call Islamic jihadists. It's the modern-day SS, America. They're just the brown shirts on a global scale creating chaos while these respective leaders of countries, in this country, respective representatives, play the problem solvers to the problems that they themselves behind closed doors are actually creating in many cases. Is anyone surprised that Elizabeth Vaughn reported on July 4th, 2018 on the Sons of Liberty Media.com that Obama has granted citizenship to 2,500 Iranians? You know, another thing I want to raise a flag on America, why is nobody talking about the 35 jihadi camps in the United States of America that was reported by both CNN and Fox News back in 2009? I mean, diversion, diversion, diversion. Your eyes are on illegals right at the border. Well, the fact of the matter is you already have the illegals within the United States of America. What are they doing here, America? 35 jihadi camps. This is a fact. Do your homework and check out Fox News. Sean Hannity did a nice piece on this. With 35 jihadi camps in the United States of America, yet nobody's talking about it. And so did Anderson Cooper. In his confusion, he blurted out the truth. Now, I'm saying all of that to say this. Rachel Blevins just published today. Mainstream media admits FBI groomed terrorist for 4th of July attacks, gave him the supplies. Why, America, is that so far out there? There's nothing new under the sun. We've seen dictators from the very beginning of time consistently use the same methods to tear down their own countries. And so they can garner themselves more power. And that's what the New World Order monkeys are doing today. And the sad part about it, America, is you know what they do. And you want to act like what they're doing, you want to act like it's not them doing it for some reason. And it reminds me of Joseph Goebbels. I'm sorry, Joseph Mengele, an SS officer under Adolf Hitler, who said, the more that we do to you, the less that you believe it's the less you believe it's us doing it to you. The more that we do to you, said Joseph Mengele, an SS officer, a heinous criminal, friends. Unthinkable things that man did. He said, the more we do to you, the less you believe it's us doing it to you. Read Leviticus 26:15 when you get a moment. But again, Rachel Blevin reports mainstream media admits FBI groomed terrorists for 4th of July attack, gave them supplies. Of course. Who's inciting domestic violence more than the brown shirts in the United States of America? How many times do provocateurs need to be busted in the United States of America before you finally figure out who's responsible for it? See, I talk about on this radio program that if you want to change the future, you're going to have to trouble the present. That's for righteousness' sake. And for all you stand-by do-nothings, you might want to learn from your enemies as to how it's done, but let's do it, reverse the effect, and do it in a lawful manner, friends. Because if we do it in a lawful manner, then we can bring about resolve by bringing forth justice upon the heads of those that need to do and are doing the very things that they're doing in an attempt to incite domestic insurrection in the United States of America. Look what King George did to our forefathers. Same thing. A quick point. Listen carefully. Former British Foreign Secretary Robin Cook, Inner Services Intelligence, is on record stating, the truth is there is no Islamic army or terrorist group called Al-Qaeda. And any informed intelligent officer knows this, but there is a propaganda campaign to make the public believe in the presence of an identified entity representing the devil only in order to drive, through opposition, to drive TV watchers to accept a unified international leadership for a war against terrorism. The country behind this is the United States. Let me give you a little history here, friends. James Madison, the father of our Constitution, said, listen carefully, that if terrorism ever comes into this country, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. And so you've drank the Kool-Aid, America. Let's wake up. We'll be right back.
With every passing year, we here at the Sons of Liberty renew our dedication and resolve to reach the lost. For us, that means long hours in the office, long hours on the road, extreme dedication, and sacrifice. But we are willing to do it because we know it needs to be done. Our family has devoted our lives to this purpose, and we are asking you, in a small way, to do the same. Our Sons and Daughters of Liberty program is a way in which people just like you can join together with us in support of this cause. How does it work? Very simply. All you do is go online to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button on our landing page. From there, you can decide how much you'd like to give each month and then simply fill out the information at the bottom of the page. Whether your monthly donation is large or small, remember, every gift matters and helps us in reaching the lost with the gospel of Jesus Christ. So don't delay. Please join together with us in this cause as we speak the truth and let our actions demonstrate our love. Together, we can truly reach this nation for Christ.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0777. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Paul Cornelius with Days of Noah Ministries on the cutting edge of creation ministries today. And I'm happy to say to you that I enjoy Bradley Dean, who's right on with everything, including the truth that we're needing desperately in America today. I listen to Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty all the time, and I think you should too.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Broadcasting live into over 100 radio stations across the United States of America, as well into 53 countries. We appreciate your trust. You have us as the number two show right now. Wait a second. Hold with me. Doing live radio, friends. The internet's a little bit slow here. But I believe that you have us as number one out of 82 radio stations. Show hosts and their affiliates. So we appreciate it very much. Folks, I got a question for you. Michigan gubernatorial candidate called out on Muslim Brotherhood ties, cries racism and Islamophobia. Racism, just for those that don't know, I'm about ready to define it for you. Racism was a word used and created by Leon Trotsky. Leon Trotsky was a revolutionary under the murderous dictatorship of that of Joseph Stalin, who killed and murdered millions and millions of his own people. During that time, by the way, do keep in mind President Roosevelt had the American people calling him Uncle Joe in the United States of America during that time. That was Joseph Stalin while he was killing his own people. And by the way, he was also Man of the Year a couple times on Time magazine, for those that did not know. But going back to Leon Trotsky, racism was a word created to basically browbeat dissenters. Browbeat them. Call them names. In fact, friends, if you want a visual, they are holding the spear, not the shield. And we see this across the boards. Now, you may not hate Muslims, but I tell you, Muslims definitely hate you. Abdul Al-Sayed claims he's a victim of racism and Islamophobia, but he was a member of the Muslim Students Association, which is demonstrably a Muslim Brotherhood organization. Now, imagine if he had been a member of a student organization that had been established by the Justice Department, or he was tied to the Ku Klux Klan. Just think about that. I mean, do you think that he would have been able to simply claim that he was being unfairly victimized when he was questioned about that? Of course not. But the establishment media will continue to portray Pat Kolbeck as a bully, a racist, and a hate-filled Islamophobe. Isn't it interesting? All of these names. How about we just obey the law? And when someone calls us names, I mean, this is like a criminal calling out a cop for magnifying the law against his crime. I mean, it's like when the police officer does his job. By the way, I have a lot of friends that are cops. What do the criminals call them? They call them the fuzz. They call them pigs. They call them everything under the sun. And why do they do that? Because they're the ones guilty of the crime. And we see this all day long. And speaking of which, I got to be honest with you, I didn't know that we're going to be pulling up Pat this quick, but we just happened to have our friend Pat Kolbeck running for the gubernatorial candidacy in Michigan. And do we have you there, Pat? We can pull Pat up, please. We have Pat.
Yep, Bradley.
Having some... Yes, sir. Thank you, man.
Hey,
I did not expect
you
this early, but oh, what's that?
I think you framed that very well.
Well, how did that go anyways? If you don't mind, Pat, can I hold you over for three segments? Is that okay, first and foremost?
Absolutely. Sure.
Okay, let's do this. What I was going to do is I was going to tee this up for you, my friend, and in the process I was going to play some audio from the Michigan Press Association Forum where you actually had the opportunity to go ahead and confront Mr. Sayed. Do you mind if I play that audio for you real quick?
No, I think it provides great context.
Okay, let's go ahead and play that out, Sam. Thank you.
I actually had a counterterrorism expert, former member of the Department of Homeland Security, Phil Haney, join me with Kamal Saleem, who's a former member of the Muslim Brotherhood. We had a forum called See Something, Say Something, where we walked through a document called the Explanatory Memorandum that's filed in a federal court case, the United States versus the Homeland Foundation. In that document, it identified the goals of the Muslim Brotherhood. And by the way, just because it has the word Muslim in it doesn't mean it's specific Muslim. It's a political organization. It's actually identified by Muslim-majority countries like Egypt, Saudi Arabia, and UAE as a terrorist organization. And
wow.
You can say it's racist to go off and call them out and say its affiliation with that is something of a concern. So for me, it actually is a concern. And we walk through examples of what their plan is, and their term, my term, for civilization, jihad, and society. And they would talk about a different threat. They would talk about an education threat. They would talk about a political threat. They would talk about media threat across the board. And Waleed, I know very well what media threat is that he can leverage here in Michigan. So I have very, very deep concerns around that. Obviously, in regards to Dr. Abu al-Sayed, he's got a handful of affiliations with Muslim Students Association, which has been identified as an affiliated organization in that explanatory memorandum. And if you guys go off and look at Muslim Students Association across the nation, you'll find that they've had Al-Qaeda leaders speaking there to their people, and they've also found out that, so there's some serious concerns around that, and frankly, this is one of those areas that got me ticked off in regards to the fairness of the media. They pitched this as a comment around concern around ties to the Muslim Brotherhood as a concern with Muslims in general. Love Muslims, it's not an issue. The issue is with terrorist organizations like the Muslim Brotherhood.
Is Sharia law instituting here in the state of Michigan a real concern? I do solemnly swear to uphold the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the state. That is the oath that if any of us is elected, we will swear to. I take that oath particularly seriously because it guarantees me two things. A, the right to pray as I choose to pray. And for me, that means that I put my face on the ground 34 times a day.
Sad.
Some people choose not to pray at all. And all of those things are equally protected under this incredible document of ours. But in Article 6, it also tells us that no religious test shall be held over somebody aiming to serve under this Constitution. That is an incredible document. That is what my father came to this country believing in. An ideal that says that we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all people are created equal. Now, I knew that when I decided to run as the first Muslim American ever to run for governor, that I would face the ugliness of white supremacy, the ugliness of racism, the ugliness of people who do not understand the oath that they swore to or the Constitution they defend. The fact is that I serve my country every day, calling it to the highest ideals of this Constitution.
Okay, we can go ahead and turn that down. Pat, I'm really curious. I mean, I think the people in this country, for the most part, have caught on to the likes of Mr. Sayed and their tactics of saying one thing and actually doing another behind closed right. doors. He might want to take time to read the Constitution as well before he opens his mouth and sticks both feet in it. And I'm not being disrespectful. I'm just tired, and I'm sick and tired of people that come into this country that think they have a right given unto them to go ahead and do whatever they want to do without any consequence. And the fact of the matter is we need to set the record straight here across the boards. And I gotta be honest, Pat. I was pretty surprised when this was first posted on the Sons of Liberty. As a matter of fact, it was written by Robert Spencer, and it was published on May 14th of 2018. And when I seen that, I thought, we need more guys like that. Well, lo and behold, I get a phone call from one of my friends out of Michigan. Rod called me up and said, listen, Pat Kolbeck is running for the gubernatorial candidacy in the state of Michigan here. Would you get him on the radio? So we have you here. And I just, if you don't mind, first of all, thank you for jumping on with such short notice. And we had a little confusion in the process, but we're past that now. I want to go back to this, and I just want to kind of get your feel as to the way the people were responding to both you and Mr. Sayed when you guys had your couple of minutes to go ahead and express your concerns over the opportunity to become the governor in that particular state.
Yeah, well, first of all, I think what you're seeing is they'll talk about the Constitution, and he's also an advocate for sanctuary states. So he obviously skipped that whole Article 6, Section 2, Supremacy Clause part. But the actual reaction that we're seeing to people is, it's degraded into a bunch of name-calling right out of the gates. And, as soon as your opponent devolves into name-calling, you've won the debate. And in this case, we have irrefutable evidence showing his ties to the Muslim Brotherhood, which is a terrorist organization. Now, you cut out that clip before he said probably the most damning piece of information that he shared with everybody. And mind you, this is in front of 150 members of the Michigan Press Association. So he could have said this to me one-on-one off in a back corner somewhere, and it wouldn't have been a blip on the radar. But he said it in front of 150 members of the Michigan Press Association. He said, you may not hate Muslims, but Muslims definitely hate you. Now, if I were to have said that as a Christian, and I would have made that declaration, it not only would have been statewide news or national news, it would have been global news. But a week after he said that, if you go off and do a little Google search on his name, and then you do one on my name, all the name calling is on the Google alerts from or Google search for my name. On his, it's only about whether or not he's eligible to run for office, because there's a little kerfuffle with when he was registered to vote. It is bias, and that is where the fake news moniker comes from.
Well, folks, we're talking to Patrick Kolbeck, candidate for the governorship there in the state of Michigan. We're going to hold him over for two more segments. We're going to take a quick break. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. We'll be right back on the other side.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
President Trump is currently en route to Montana, where he is holding a rally tonight. Now, Senator Steve Daines will be with the president. Daines talked about how big of a deal it is to have the president coming to Montana.
We're thrilled to have President Trump out to Montana. The people of Montana are huge fans of President Trump. He's going to get a very, very warm welcome in Great Falls, Montana this afternoon.
The race is on to rescue 12 boys and their soccer coach from a cave in Thailand. It's expected to rain this weekend, so divers are racing against the clock to do what they can to rescue the boys and their coach. Nick Zwig is a former U.S. Navy SEAL. He talks about how there has to be a plan in place already should something go wrong.
My guess is they've already got a contingency plan in the cave already. I can guarantee you at this point, if they got food and water, they've got a way to get them out in an emergency.
Yeah.
It just probably isn't the best circumstance. They're probably rehearsing how they're going to pull them out right now.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Again, if you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933. Just checking the gauge during the break. You have us as the number one show. So we again high five you. There you go. Thank you very much. With that said, we have Patrick Colbeck, gubernatorial candidate for Michigan, online with us right now. We were just talking to him a couple moments ago about an article that was published on May 14th, 2018, where he was actually debating Mr. Abdul Sayed. And, of course, Sayed goes off on the racism Islamophobia card. And I know people are sick and tired of being sick and tired. But let's do this. Let's rewind all the way to the beginning. Give us a little of your background, Patrick, because there's a lot I want to say in the next, or actually ask in the next half hour. But give us a little background on who Patrick Colbeck is.
Well, first of all, he's a reluctant elected official. My background is actually aerospace engineering. I never thought I'd be getting into politics, especially when you lose half your friends and family immediately once you announce for office. So it is not where I ever thought I'd be going. I used to work for Boeing on the International Space Station. I was responsible for elements of the environmental control and life support system. I actually worked on the airlock module, making sure we hooked up all the spacesuit equipment necessary to get our astronauts outside, you know, washing the windows.
Cool.
I taught at space camp and actually worked for the Department of Defense on some advanced training systems for the military, and then came back to Michigan and started a management consulting firm, and I've written a few books, including the latest one, which is Wrestling Gators, Outsider's Guide to Drain the Swamp, which kind of goes into how government really works on the inside.
Speaking of which, now how long have you been in the process for the run for the candidacy there, or for the governorship there? How long have you been in process?
Well, I served in the state senate for 8 years. That's my first elected office, and I was the first person elected directly in the Michigan Senate with zero political experience over 3 decades, and we beat 4 former state reps in the process. But as far as the governor run, made the decision about 15 months ago because there's stuff going on, as you can tell by writing a book called Wrestling Gators. I'm a little tired of some of the swamp politics that go on. And we've got a lot of solutions that I'd love to be working on behalf of the people of Michigan that seem to get blocked. And if you're in the governor's slot, you got one great opportunity to set the agenda. And that's exactly what I plan on doing as next governor.
I'm curious, in the process, you know, from the beginning to where you are right now, how has the media treated you?
Well, I mean, you can see with that Michigan Press Association clip, that is a, that's kind of a, how it really goes, is that they don't really talk about the issues that will put you in a favorable light. That's why I found it kind of humorous. Right when we went to the break, you had the Reputation Defender advertisement going on. And I felt like I needed to go off and get that number written down so I could call and get that defense. But in general, what the media is doing here in Michigan is that they're trying to play kingmaker. They're trying to set it up so that the only two Republican candidates who cannot win in the general election, which is our attorney general and lieutenant governor, they're promoting them to the exclusion of myself. And we have been identified by the Michigan Democratic Party chair as the biggest threat, the one that they do not want to face off.
That's right.
And the press is, you know, not even mentioning my name. And it's kind of interesting. A lot of people think there's only two people in the race, but we're actually doing extremely well.
Well, of course.
Despite the headwinds.
Yeah, I that's one of the things that we talked about quite a bit during every election cycle is, listen, they're putting up the candidates that they want you to pick from. And yet, for example, you go back to the presidency, there were 17 other candidates, but you only heard about two of them. And we had a friend back in 2004, he ran for the presidency of the United States. His name was Michael Peruca. And he ran for the Constitution Party, and he was approached by the state-controlled media and said, why is it that nobody knows about you? And Michael said in his wit, because they don't want you to know about me. Well, the fact of the matter is, Pat, from my understanding, a whole lot of people know who you are, regardless if the media is behind you or not. And there you have a groundswell, and that's beautiful, because once you get the people on your side, it doesn't matter. The media can go ahead and do what they want to do, because it's taken years, you know, my friend, for the people to catch on to how the media actually operates. Listen, friends, when they attack somebody, you know that they're probably attacking the one that's the greatest threat to the establishment that you decry and that you claim that you're sick and tired of. So those in Michigan, you have Pat Kolbeck. So go for it. Another thing I wanted to say, one of the things you had brought up is, you know, I was reluctant. Those are the best candidates. It reminds me of a famous preacher back in the 1900s. Her name was Mariah Woodworth Eder. And she said, those that want to be in the pulpit, now taking it to the spiritual side, those that want to be in the pulpit are called of the devil. Those that don't want to be there are called of God. And right when you said that, Pat, it reminded me of William Wallace, Braveheart. And he said, listen, men don't follow titles because they're tired of that. They follow courage. And I trust that people in Michigan are seeing a whole lot of courage from Patrick Kolbeck, and that's the reason that they're getting behind him. So with that said, I got to jump over and just kind of throw a curveball at you really quick. What's up with Barbara Streisand? What does she have against you?
Well, I'm outspoken on a lot of different issues, and one of the issues I had was that they're indoctrinating our kids in our schools. And so when they had new social study standards being pushed a few years back, I actually said, that's a no-go. I listed about 15 issues that need to get addressed. And I said, you know what? Our social study standards should be politically neutral and accurate. And so Barbara Streisand fed off of a Bridge magazine article, which is a complete slander job, and said that I was trying to remove references to things like the KKK and trying to paint me as a racist, just like they tried to do with the Abdul al-Sayed piece. And I said, no way. I actually want to talk about the KKK from a historical perspective. That's the militant arm of the Democratic Party. I think people need to understand that. And so, of course, they didn't want to hear that. So Barbara Streisand decided to tweet out her disgust with somebody that would try to redefine what history is. Well, frankly, the redefinition of history has happened decades ago, and it's about time that we got it politically neutral and accurate for the first time. So if you want to talk about progressive policies under FDR and Woodrow Wilson, by gosh, let's talk about conservative policies under Calvin Coolidge. If you want to talk about LGBT rights, let's talk about religious conscience rights. After all, that's the subject of our recent Supreme Court decision around the Bakers. And if you want to talk about the rise of Islam, by gosh, you know, we are a Christian nation. Maybe we should talk about the rise of Christianity. But to date, we've only had a dedicated section on the rise of Islam in our standards. And here's the one that really got him into a tizzy. What is the best term for our form of government? Well, our textbooks say it's democracy, but our Constitution says republic, and more exactly, constitutional republic. And they didn't want to hear that either, so it's been kind of fun. Yeah, but that's what Barbara Streisand had her hair in a tizzy for.
One of the things that we talk about here, by the way, does David from San Francisco have a question for Pat? Will you go ahead and ask him? Pat, do you want to take a phone call from San Francisco?
Sure.
I believe
yeah,
it. Okay. With
there.
That said, okay, I wanted to add to that, though, one of the things that you were just talking about. First of all, Barbara Streisand did you a huge favor. The more they attack, like Jesus said, he said, where I be lifted up, I'll draw all men nigh unto me. And had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. And when the Lord said, touch not mine anointed for his purposes, he meant just that. He sets a table in the presence of his enemies, and that's exactly what it sounds like the Lord is doing on your behalf. Another thing you said was the fact that we're a constitutional republic, Article 4, Section 4. America, yep. Listen carefully to what you're hearing Patrick say. Listen carefully to what Patrick Colbeck is saying, Michigan. The guy is following the rule of law. This is the Constitution. Don't get caught up into this party and that party. The fact of the matter is, let's get back to who we are, not what it is that they want us to be. And isn't it interesting, when you take a look at the very things that we're talking about right now, it amazes me that people get so far out there that they forget who they are. And I like to say this quite a bit, Patrick, is the fact that if the right, those that call themselves the right in this country, I say this all the time on this program, if the right was doing the right thing all the time, they wouldn't have a left in the first
right.
place. And so we need to get on the right side of the issues and be the right party and do what our forefathers established. With that, I'm going to take David from San Francisco. David, you have Pat Colbeck, the gubernatorial candidate for Michigan. Go ahead with your question or comment.
Thanks, Bradley. Yeah, I wanted to raise an issue
no, David.
To Michigan. You hear me all right?
Okay, well, we'll take up David once
Hello.
We get David on. Okay,
Hello.
there David is. Yep. Okay,
yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, thanks,
it's
Bradley.
Yours, David.
Yeah, I wanted to ask two questions specific to Michigan. They both have to do with water. I understand the big corporation Nestle's has water rights, and they've been abusing it to such a degree that the lower section, I think the northwest corner of the lower part of Michigan, is basically drained dry. And Nestle's just won't stop draining it because they claim they got water rights. So how do you stop a company that's sucking the fresh water out of the state? Second question has to do with water over in Flint. This has been going on now for a couple of years. And how do you actually get some fresh water into the couple of 100,000 people that live in the city of Flint?
Well, first of all, hi, Dave, and I actually lived in the Sunnyvale area when I was working for Lockheed out there, so I know the area pretty well. Well, first, don't believe everything that you read. So any story that says that the water levels have been drained because of Nestle are completely false. We've actually got our highest water levels in our lakes than we've had in years. And second of all, specifically around Nestle, they got watering monitoring stations all around that. So the Nestle issue is actually more an issue around personal property rights. If you've got a set of apple trees that are sitting on your property, is that something that you have a right to go off and pluck off the tree? Same thing in regards to water. And when it comes to any property rights, it really comes down to a matter of good neighbor policy. If you're abusing your right to the detriment of your neighbor, then by all means, that's when the government gets involved. But they monitor water levels all across the area where Nestle's taken out of the aquifer there. And it's been,
David,
and there's no detrimental loss of water.
David, I got a heartbreak coming up on me right now. Can you go ahead and give us your second question, and then Pat can go ahead and answer off? Oh, we're going to have to pull him over. Pull over David as well. Be right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Grammy Award-winning producer Val Garay. Bradley Dean is a man who knows what it means to speak the truth. In this day and age, it's extremely important to have a voice for the voiceless and a caring person who loves God and country enough to fight for it. Listen to the Sons of Liberty radio show for the truth that will open your eyes and speak directly to your heart.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Present, and we're doing it for righteousness' sake. It sounds like that's what Patrick is doing as well. We also have David from San Francisco calling in with a question for Patrick. So, David, go ahead. Oh, Patrick's off. Forgive me. David, go ahead with your second question. We're going to pull Patrick back up. We just lost him. I don't know if we're having technical problems over there, but we will get it fixed.
Sure, sure. Well, the other question is, Man, did he actually deny that Flint water is poisoned? I mean, there have been people who have been prosecuted criminally because of the poisoning of that water, much less the profiteering of it. And, you know, the big story claims that there's a whole bunch of black people and they don't matter, but half of Flint is white. So, you know, they're getting poisoned too. And this whole idea that playing race against each other, acting like they're too stupid to drink good clean water, man, that's cutting your throat in 100 ways. So,
Patrick?
The question specifically is, what would he do to resolve the problems of the Flint water?
It's all yours, Patrick.
Hey, thank you very much. Well, first of all, we need to recognize that the Democrats have been using the people of Flint, whatever their race is, as tools for their political purposes. I don't know if people knew this, but before there was any issue with the Flint water, we had to pass a law in Michigan because the only person that was going to be on their ballot for mayor of Flint in a Democratic community was going to be some write-in for a campaign for a pig. There was a dysfunctional local government there for a long time, and now the Democrats are trying to play scapegoat games and blame it on Republicans. So the fact is that the water quality coming from its source has now been cleaned up, but you've got decades of lead pipes in there. We don't even know where these pipes are half the time. That has to get cleaned up. And we're working on it as governor. I mean, we're just going to make sure we continue to monitor water quality. When I was chair of my budgets, I would do quarterly metrics reviews on those different agencies. When you absorb the responsibility as an emergency manager, which is what the state had assumed in recent years over the city of Flint that led to the water source switch, they only checked the water quality 6 months after the fact that it was switched. And so they didn't monitor the pH levels, which led to degradation of some of the lining that was on these lead pipes that led to the lead getting into the system and into the water. Clearly, you have to take a much more hands-on approach than what was done, but that's what I'll do as governor.
Well, amen. I love that. As governor, and with that being said, let's get back to some of the questions that I personally wanted to ask you. Who's endorsing your gubernatorial run? I'm curious.
Well, we've got folks like Trevor Loudon, Lieutenant General Jerry Boykin. He was a founding member of Delta Force. We've got folks like David Barton. We've got folks like Catherine Engelbrecht, if you remember from True the Vote. She was targeted by Lilith Lerner, her and her family, and because I'm working to safeguard voting integrity here in the state of Michigan. We've got astronauts like Jack Lausma, who was one of my instructors at the University of Michigan, as a matter of fact. We've got automotive legend Bob Lutz. We've got economic advisors like David Lippman, who's a former chief economic advisor for Comerica Bank. So there's a kind of a good who's who, and pretty much all tons of pastors from the faith-based community are all supporting us because they know I take that 2 Timothy 1:7 to heart. I do not have a spirit of timidity, but one of power, love, and self-control, and I will promote the truth even when it hurts. And I will be so in love, but I will make sure that the truth gets out there.
Well, by the fear of the Lord, men depart from lawlessness, and that's exactly the fear of the Lord that the church should be walking in today, especially in the church, Proverbs 28. With that said, they say, Patrick, that if you want to fill the seats, keep promoting the fight. So just hang with me on this next question, okay? Because I want to go back to Abdul El Sayed. What's up with this HBO Vice News and their story that they did? I'm just curious to know about that.
Well, they came out and did a story, and every time that the media goes off and pushes these discussions, they say Colbeck has alleged or unsubstantiated ties between Al Sayed and the Muslim Brotherhood. I'm here to tell you that the head editor, the Detroit News, was at a conference where we had a debate up on Mackinac Island not too long ago. My wife approached him and said, "Hey, you keep saying unsubstantiated. We've got all the evidence. Would you like to see it?" And he says, "Go away from me. I don't want to hear it." Yep. That's what's happened in our media. They don't want to find out the facts. They've got a narrative. Do you remember growing up and having those little Mad Libs that you'd fill out and you just put in an adjective or an adverb and they'd have a funny story that was already written and they asked you to fill in the blank on the adverb or adjective? That's kind of how a lot of journalism is done nowadays. They're just looking for a couple quotes to throw in there, but they've already got the story written. They just want a couple adjectives and adverbs from you.
Well, once the people begin to understand who's behind the media in this country, how it's all bought and paid for, and we have these, again, Vladimir Lenin said this, the Russian revolutionary, these useful idiots that call themselves journalists. The fact of the matter is they know more, they care no more about the truth. They care about their paycheck, and the only thing that they do and say is what's told to them on the teleprompters. And again, understanding there's six corporations worldwide that are feeding the media on a global basis. That's what people need to understand. That's why MSNBC is saying the same thing CNN saying and same thing in Fox News and many of the other outlets, though they claim to be conservatives. I call them yesterday's liberals. But in fact, the problem that we're having is people, 94% of the people, Patrick, claim they don't believe the media. Yet when you talk to them, all their talking points are straight from the media that they decry.
I know.
And it's craziness.
And you know it's exactly, it's in George Orwell, he said, "Times of universal deceit, the act of telling the truth is seen as a revolutionary act." That's the times we're living in right now. There's a bunch of newspeak out there, and people who go off and tell the truth and milk that are the ones that are targeted. And you know, the media is very, very quick to go off and try to dig into campaign finances and who's funding which candidate. Yep. But the secret sauce on all this is that what their news stories are doing is protecting who their advertisers are.
And, That's exactly right.
They're protecting the money stream as well.
That's exactly, yep. We're told, you know, all these bureaucracies and the media is there, in fact, not protecting the little guy from the big guy. They're protecting the big guy from the little guy, and they're using the media to cover their tracks every step of the way.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's sickening. How is your campaign going right now? Give us some statistics.
Very good. We got internal polling that says we're climbing within, we're into second place now and climbing. If you look at it from a yard sign perspective, we outnumber all the other candidates 10-1 all across the state. We got about 3,000 volunteers that are canvassing neighborhoods on our behalf. We may not have the money for TV ads because I haven't sold my soul for any of that stuff, but we do have something the other candidates lack, and that is enthusiasm, and we have plenty of it. We're the only candidates in known history in Michigan that got on the gubernatorial ballot without having to pay anybody to gather signatures, and that's a testament to our team.
Amen. We're coming up to the end of the show here. How can people find out more about you, Patrick?
Oh, well, we really appreciate your assistance. We want principled government, not just here in Michigan, but to help change the battlefield nationwide. Go to ColbeckForGovernor.com. Also, check out my book on Amazon. It's called Wrestling Gators, Outsider's Guide to Draining the Swamp. It's been a number one bestseller on Amazon in two different categories, and the reviews have been very, very favorable. So if you can help us out in either one of those ways. And the other thing is, if you know people in Michigan, let them know about us and let them know to get out and vote by August 7th. That's the primary.
Well, we're live every Saturday. I know that for 2 hours on the weekends. And I know that we're on several affiliates out there during the week. So people are in Michigan listening right now. So hopefully they're going to get behind what's going on with you. I wish you the best of luck. And I got 2 minutes, actually 1 minute left. Is there anything that you really want to convey to the people, the United States of America, because you have the ear of the people from coast to coast right now, that you'd want to share concerning what may be going on behind closed doors that can get them to shake, rattle, and roll and shake off some of this media control that's going on?
Well, I think it actually goes back to, we're called the United States of America for a reason. And I think after decades of poor education on civics, we've lost an appreciation for what truly unites us. It's not about geographic boundaries. It's about a core set of principles, core set of values that are best embodied in our Declaration of Independence. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that we're all created equal, endowed by our Creator, with certain unalienable rights. We've lost an appreciation for that which unifies us, and I just want to encourage everybody to get back into those founding documents. They were put out there for our benefit, and if we lose an appreciation for them, we're going to lose what truly makes America exceptional.
Amen. Well done, my friend. Patrick Colbeck, running for the gubernatorial candidate in Michigan. I like the guy. I got to be honest. I like Patrick. Hopefully he's going to shake, rattle, and roll. Hey, listen carefully. Speaking of our forefathers, Samuel Adams said, it does not require a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority keen to set brush fires in the people's minds. Good luck, Patrick. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. See ya.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.